Hello, everyone. My name is Pamela Pitcher, and welcome to my podcast, Awaken to the Best You. This podcast is designed to inspire and propel you to a newfound level of empowerment and clarity. Through cultivating the art of thinking, you'll learn how to detangle your thought knots and train your brain to break through obstacles. You'll learn to focus on what matters most and make effective choices to become a remarkable you. Focusing on what you don't want will get you more of what you don't want. Because when we focus our mind on anything, we are training our unconscious mind. Our unconscious mind that gets to work and provides us with guidance and insights to achieve the aim of our focus. The unconscious mind communicates with feelings, emotions, and dreams. If I focus on what I don't want, being it weighing too much, not having enough money, not finding the partner of my dreams, the unconscious mind will deliver the negative feelings associated with those wants. Let's take an example. Let's say a person wants to lose weight. If what they say to themselves are things such as, I'm fat, I hate the way I look, I weigh way too much, I want to lose weight, but nothing seems to work, these are their beliefs. They have a belief that they hate the way they look, that nothing will work. This is important stuff because what we believe becomes part of our self-image. The beliefs I provided in this example are what is known as limiting beliefs and are disempowering. They are sabotaging because they are accomplishing what you don't want, that you are fat and weigh too much. The unconscious mind is 95% of our mind. It dutifully follows our conscious mind instruction. It's basic in that it is instinctive, like an animal is instinctive, and it runs us. The unconscious mind runs our circulatory system, pumping blood via the heart and arteries and veins, delivering oxygen and nutrients and carrying their waste products away. It keeps our body's temperature in a safe range, runs our digestive system and excretory systems. When we're asleep, the unconscious mind isn't. It never sleeps. It's absolutely fantastic and the ultimate multitasker. The conscious brain, the one that is listening to this podcast, is your keyboard, and the unconscious brain is the hard drive. What you program into your unconscious mind remains. Just like animals, many decision-making drivers are below the surface. I have two cats. They don't decide to sleep, eat, or hunt. They just do it. They do so by following the instinct within them. We humans, well, we're a little different. We have creativity. Through focus and imagination, we program our greater mind. Visualization is the process of creation. Thought becomes action, becomes results. And there's a few ways to do this. One is to act as if now. Take 5 minutes out of your day and more if you can, and visualize what you really want, how you want to be. Walk in the shoes of that person. Be that person. Hear, see, feel, smell, and taste. When I was in international finance, I would visualize the outcome of a meeting before I entered the meeting room or the boardroom. I knew in my heart of hearts I would make that sale. The outcome was clear. The result is that I was consistently a top producer. If you think of a goal in the future, your unconscious mind will think of it as unattainable now. So you picture in your mind's eye how you want to be now. I mentioned in other podcasts, and I'll say it again, vision boards are fabulous tools. If you're interested in learning more how to create a vision board, you can Google it or get in touch with me via the contact page of my website, and I'll send you out a short guide. If we practice gratitude, we train our brain to focus on the positive things in life. And that ensures that we'll notice more and more of the good things in life. Your conscious mind will actively seek out the experiences that will bring you joy that you may have missed before when you were caught up in negative thinking or confusion, anxiety. A word on affirmations. They are good if you believe what you are saying, but if they are used to reinforce the negative, they are of no help. Example, many people want more money. They may say affirmations such as, I will be a millionaire, I will be a millionaire, I will be a millionaire. But if they're actually thinking and feeling, there's no way I'll become a millionaire, this affirmation stuff is stupid, then that is what the unconscious mind will serve up, more lack of money. It's important to diffuse the negative thoughts in our mind. In a number of my podcasts, I've provided techniques to do this, including guided meditations and hypnotherapy. My podcasts are designed for you to improve the quality of your thoughts because what we think, we become. The process is shrink the negative thought and say the affirmation while acting as if engaging all of your senses right now. An excerpt from the international best-selling classic book written by Maxwell Maltz, Psycho-Cybernetics, which happens to be my current favorite book to read. The self-image sets the boundaries of individual accomplishment. It defines what you can and you cannot do. Positive thinking does indeed work when it is consistent with the individual's self-image. It literally cannot work when it is consistent with the self-image until the self-image itself has been changed. And that is what I'm trying to help you with all of my podcasts. Act as if you are the who you want to be. Engage all five of your senses and visualize and act as if for 21 days and create new wiring in your brain to awaken to the best you. Please remember to subscribe and share across social media. I'd really appreciate that, as Awaken to the Best You is my way of giving back. The more, the merrier. And I'd also love to read your comments, so please send your feedback my way so I know how to help you the most. Thank you again. Ciao for now.